The Midnight Knock. Who is that knocking at the door in the middle of the night? We have all experienced those midnight knocks where something suddenly and unexpectedly happens. Whether it is an emergency phone call, a sickness that attacks, a furnace that stops working, or a pipe that bursts and creates a big mess. Sometimes even severe weather and fire can strike in the middle of the night. Whatever it is, when we think about it, there have been some midnight knocks that have happened in our life. In Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8, Jesus tells a parable about a man who has been journeying for some time and is now weary and hungry, needing a meal and a place of refuge for the night. He knows that he has a friend nearby, so he goes to his house and knocks on the door, confident that his friend will help him. However, the friend has been caught unprepared. The cupboard is bare. What does he do? The hour is late. Although it is midnight, the friend, with heartfelt concern, rises to the occasion and does what is necessary to take care of the needs of a friend. He goes to another friend and, with a midnight knock, announces why he has come. He says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him." But this man does not even answer the door. Instead, he shouts from within, "Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you." However, with dogged determination, the man, in adamant pursuit, keeps on asking and keeps on knocking. He is bold in his request, and he is not worried about the neighbors or who may have been offended by his midnight knock. And that is how we need to be in prayer, praying boldly yet reverently, without shame and without reservation. Praying in faith, praying frequently, praying as if everything depended on our prayers. The story ends with these words, "Though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." Unlike the reluctant and hesitant friend, we have a loving Heavenly Father who is never inconvenienced nor bothered when we call. Hallelujah! Whether it is morning, noon, night, or even in the midnight hour, God listens and God cares. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. He is always attentive to our midnight knocks. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net. This article was published in the Omaha Star, February 2021.